Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County man arrested after allegedly firing gun during dispute. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 54-year-old Campbell County man is facing a felony charge after deputies say he pointed a handgun at another man and fired a shot during an argument Tuesday night. According to Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies responded just before midnight to a residence on Nepstead Drive after receiving a report of a firearm being discharged during a dispute. Investigators say the argument began over a plate of tomatoes, lettuce, and onions that had been left out after a meal. During the confrontation, the 57-year-old victim allegedly called the suspect a derogatory name. Reynolds says the suspect then pulled out a silver semi-automatic PPK 380 caliber handgun and fired a round into the ceiling near the victim. No one was injured in the incident. The suspect was arrested without incident and booked into the Campbell County Detention Center on a charge of aggravated assault. The case remains under investigation. Two killed, four injured in deadly Teton Pass crash. Two people were killed and four others injured Tuesday after a chain reaction crash involved a dump truck on Teton Pass. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the crash happened just before noon on Wyoming Highway 22 near Wilson when a dump truck hauling asphalt apparently suffered an equipment failure while traveling downhill. Investigators say the truck first struck a motorcycle before crashing into a Chevrolet pickup, sending it into the opposite lane where it collided head-on with a Ford F-150. The dump truck then crossed the roadway, rolled onto its side, spilled asphalt across the highway, and struck two more vehicles before coming to rest. The driver of the Ford pickup, 66-year-old Nicholas Bezobrasso of Tetonia, Idaho, and 57-year-old David Page of Mammoth Lake, California, who was driving a Subaru Outback, were both pronounced dead at the scene. Four other people were transported to St. John's Hospital in Jackson with injuries. The crash closed Teton Pass for approximately 12 hours before the highway reopened late Tuesday night. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says equipment failure is believed to be the primary cause of the crash. The investigation remains ongoing and any citations or charges are pending. The deaths bring Wyoming's highway fatality total to 60 for 2026 compared to 50 at this time last year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.